What could it be? I thought no, it's WUSD 90.1 FM Stony Brook. Get it off! Get it off!
New York has legalized cannabis for adults 21 and over. To help keep your children and pets safe, it's best to keep it locked up and out of sight. If you choose to use cannabis, please store it responsibly. For more information, join the cannabis conversation at cannabis.ny.gov.
And you tune to WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 on the FM dial. Me, I'm Mr. Edison. Sometimes we're at W297BM Stony Brook 107.3 on the FM dial. And I'm still Mr. Edison. And this name of this particular show is still No Apologies. This is what we're listening to. You can do what I'm doing. Go to our website. Go to WUSB.FM. And while you're there, on the left-hand side, click your pledge of support and help support this radio station, because we're still doing it. I know, we're all fatigued from it over here, and at least in the studios. But do what you can, all right? Because we could really use it. Mario Davidovsky, electronic study number one from Long Out of Print. Record on Columbia. Columbia, can you imagine a major label putting out that stuff these days? It's just impossible. You know, it's just everything's about, you know, mass consumption and no, nothing for the fringes at all. And that's why the music industry must die. Columbia Princeton Music Center is the name of the album. After that, Milan Knizak. A groundbreaking record from way, way back when, like 10 years before Christian Markley decided to do anything as far as breaking up records and taping them back together again and mixing them up and doing all that stuff. Milan in Czechoslovakia, what was then Czechoslovakia, was doing stuff like that. And that's from an album that he released called Broken Music. That was an excerpt from part one. The whole thing is just, it is just like that. It is. Christian Markley after that, one of the main disciples of Mr. Knizak, doing Dust Breeding. And Christian Markley has gone on to be an extremely interesting visual artist. If you ever see an installation of the clock go, anything really by visual, on his visual side. He's been doing stuff with video for a while, and everything that I've seen has just been a joy, really, all the way through. DJ Spooky after that with William S. Burroughs, mixed in together from an album known as Rhythm Science, where DJ Spooky got together with, well, he sampled a whole lot of stuff and melded them together, a lot of it with literary people, if you will. And that was William S. Burroughs. We're going to get to a little bit more of that later on in the set, and there it is there. But first we heard Public Enemy doing Bring the Noise, because if you're talking about creative turntablism, you're talking about Professor Griff and the whole crew there. It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back is where that was from. Untitled number one from Otomo Yoshishide, along with Philip Jack. Amir Belillo from Bolo. Well, actually, From Polio is the name of the record. Bolo number one is what we heard, mixed in together with Destroyed Music, which is a collaboration that Emil Belolo did along with, let's see if I can look it up really, really quick, because I had it. I was doing research. Really, I actually do research while I do the show. I know. You know, where can the groove possibly be? Emil Belolo, who is also known as Ron Lessard, and Franz De Ward. They were the members of a combo known as Destroyed Music, and that's what they would do. They would take records and they would destroy them, and then they would glue them back together again in their own way. From the complete works, we heard It Is Me, mixed in with DJ Wally and Zeta Rekalula and Gertrude Stein, also from Rhythm Science. And then Beastie Boys doing Time to Get Ill from the wondrous License to Ill from way back when. You know, we had an MCA ID, but somebody decided we shouldn't have it anymore, and they got rid of it. So there's a whole mainstream crowd here at WUSB. It's like they listen to nothing but, I don't know. I have no idea what they listen to. I'm so far removed from the mainstream, aside from Taylor Swift. Really, I dig Taylor. Aside from that, I have no idea. And except that I listen to stuff, and then all of a sudden we're listening to stuff from the 70s. It's like, stop this, folks. Stop it. You know, it's okay to play music from the 70s, but, you know, like, this is from the 70s, but this isn't something you're going to find anywhere else. You know, stop playing like ELO greatest hits. We don't need it. All right. We have other stations that do that. They do a great job and they make lots more money than we do. So there. This is, in case you're wondering what this is actually a dub version of Master Blaster, only found, as far as I know, on the B-side of the single for Master Blaster, and my copy is very well worn, as you can hear. Let's see if I can turn it up. Yeah, lots of scratches and everything else. I'm working on trying to clean it up the best I can, but there's something about the scratches on 45s that sort of deserve to be there. So we're going to continue on as we go on. We got requests. My pal Chris wants to hear some from Iggy Pop, because it's Iggy's birthday tomorrow. And then Gabby, she requested, it's up there somewhere. I know. View more comments. We will do that. There's a Mr. Edison page, by the way. You can go to the Mr. Edison page. Sophia, she wants to hear by Narina Palo, which is unknown to me. So we'll see where that takes the show. And also something from Dan Deacon called Become a Mountain. So we'll see what we do. We have time. It's 4:09 here. We do this thing until 6:30. So, and we started at 2. I'm getting too old for this, they tell me. But what do I know? Here on WUSB Stony Brook.
we get together. You're moving in the positive. Put the jumping on.
Dave. OD'd on alcohol. Oh, what's Rock doing? Oh, he's living with his mother. How about James? He's gone straight. We'll be right back.
I grew up in the ghetto, in the projects. I mean, it could have been dangerous, but my mama raised me so I knew better what to do and what not to do. I used to sit in my room as a kid at nighttime and look out my window, and I'd see about 15, 20, 25 people of the clans in my field burning crosses. When I was a kid, they did this once a week. That's what they did when I was growing up. Yeah, they used to come up and burn crosses. The first time I saw them, I'm a kid, and I didn't know nothing about what Ku Klux Klan was. I thought it was Halloween. My mom always told us at nighttime, do not open them curtains up. So I didn't open them all the way. I just peeked out. And I seen a lot of people with white, and I thought it was like a costume for Halloween. They had the whole hat on, and it was the Ku Klux Klan. My mama came. She pulled me out of that window, and she sat me down, and she explained to me who they was and who they didn't like, which was me. They just didn't like me because of the color I was. So I learned that at a young age, because I had no choice but to learn it, or you get caught up in it and mess around and be dead.
Escape symphony spilling out across the road and the square, and the sky's the same as your own. Do you think of me? Do the parks and trees and the leaves reach you there after the rain? In the lonely hours he haunts me, calling one of them is hey. Now I walk these streets like a stranger in my hometown. Learn the language, form the words when I speak. But he changed me, I'm his ghost since he came around. Now I count the hours and the days and the weeks. Passion and silence, every word, every line and measure. It's the science of the soul. I wanna
kind of pain when the ding dong rings. Go look on a long old tape, oh my God, find the same old thing. Oh, Lord, find the same old thing, find the same old thing. Captain, keep hollering at the wheeler, oh my God, in the wheeler's line. Gonna knock him in the car, oh my God, there he goes on blind.
God damn you!
Oh my God, there he goes on blind. Captain, 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 look coming down the lane. Oh, look like my little girl, oh my God, call Mary Jane.
Look, Charlie, look back at me. Look, damn you.
Lord, Lord, call Mary Jane. Captain, 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 Lord, I believe you cry. Oh, done fast, done an hour, oh my God, and you won't knock off. Oh, Lord, Lord, and you won't knock off, and you won't knock off.
God damn you!
And you won't knock off, oh Lord, and you won't knock off. Oh Lord, and you won't knock off, and you won't knock off. Captain, good, good guy, Captain. Oh, ain't you a drawn down? Oh, don't fret up, oh my God, I know it's down the time.
Damn you!
No, I know it's down the time.
Stony Brook, down boys, down boys. There we go. 4:32 here on WUSB Stony Brook. Yeah, indeed.
sure one more time.
We're listening to Bill Black's Combo, one of those 745s that I grew up with, which I am not cleaning up because I just like it. It sounds wrong cleaned up, you know? That's what we're listening to. Stevie Wonder. Happy Record Store Day, everybody. Master Blaster Dub. And since it's Dub, happy Marijuana Day, too, everybody. The B-side from Master Blaster. Iggy Pop by request. We heard Dum Dum Boys from The Idiot. David Greenberger. We have a whole bunch of David Greenberger that I don't play enough of, really. I hardly play it at all because it's so overwhelming. There's just so many of them. But there was one. From Good Perspective, we heard Mama Sat Me Down. Narina Pelo from Fires, and I was thinking it was Sophia. It's Sophia. Sophia, you got me, Gabby. Sophia is what we heard. Then Skip James from Times Ain't Like They Used To Be. We heard Cherry Ball Blues, and in the background, Bill Black and his combo doing Dry Bones. Bill Black was the bass player in the original combo that Elvis Presley had that... They cut the great Sun Session sides, but he went off and did other things, and this is one of them on the High record label, the High record label later on signed Al Green, but that's a whole nother story to tell. And anything else I want to tell you? No, we're just going to turn this up, and then we'll see where we go together, children. We did have another request of Become a Mountain by Dan Deacon, so we'll get to that right after this, and then... Then your guess is as good as mine, right here on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Thank you.
nation. My axe is cold. They said she rides a train to REO. Took a month, and there was my guitar, electric junk. Some spades said, rock and rollers, you're all the same. Man, that's your instrument, I felt so ashamed.
We'll be right back. welcome to the best new six-part Danish crime drama. She steams herself in marble rooms, courtesy of Big Pharma. I lose myself in the light of the TV, courtesy of her father. She buys everything that glows gold in the kitchen larder. Mother is juicing watermelons on the breakfast island, and with frail hands she grips the Nutribullet, and the bite of its blades reminds me of a future that I am in no way part of. And in a wall of photographs in the downstairs second living room's TV area, I become her father and complain of mediocre theater in the daytime and ice and single malt whiskey at night, of rising stern hems, lowering IQs, and things just aren't built like they used to be. The absolute pinnacle of British engineering. And I am so ignorant now with all that I have learnt. Oh, so ignorant now with all that I've learnt. Richard Hell. I am locked away in a high-tech, wrap-around, translucent, blue-tinted fortress, and you cannot fucking touch me. I am invincible in these sunglasses. Cars are going beep, 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 and there are so many roadmen on this street, and you cannot tell that I'm scared. I am invincible in these sunglasses. Modern Scott Walker. I'm a surprisingly smooth talker, and I'm invincible in these sunglasses.